And I remember just weeks ago hearing from the president and other Republicans about the need to dial back the rhetoric after the tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk. When it comes to
what happened to that? That was 2 months ago. Yeah. Where are they now? We've heard very little, basically crickets, from Republicans in the United States Congress about what the president has said about hanging members of Congress.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Why aren't we hearing from your Republican colleagues? And in terms of your security, I understand there was a request for you to get a boost in Capitol Hill's security support. Are Republican members on board with that?
I don't know. I've heard them say, you know, very little about this. I think, you know, the president tries to intimidate them. He tries to intimidate Congress. He looks at government accountability as a nuisance. And I think it's really important for people to understand, Margaret, that the message he sent a couple days ago was he declared that loyalty to the Constitution is now punishable by death. Those are serious words coming from the president of the United States. He's trying to intimidate us. But, Margaret, I'm not going to be intimidated. You know, you just heard Jason Crow. He's not going to be intimidated either. We both served our country. We swore an oath. All we said is we reiterated what basically is the rule of law, that members of the military should not, cannot follow illegal orders.